Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I woke up in the morning and the world is gone. Bat-ass crazy. Bat-ass crazy. Hi, everybody.
Hey,
welcome to the
Mike. Hi. How are you?
Happy birthday.
Hey, you know, summertime's coming to a close.
Summertime. Why did that back to school time?
I don't fuck your county started today.
Oh, that's early.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
The opening of this program has been designed to tell our listeners that this is indeed a comedy program. How was your weekend?
Swell.
Interesting times we live in. We live in interesting times.
Yes.
Do we not? Rare is the morning I wake up and I'm like, no, don't want to talk about it that way. No, don't really want to talk about it that way. No, really should address it because there are tons of people that want me to. But no, I don't want to do a whole show around it. So this concerns a little incident that happened to me and the missus over the weekend. Oh, my God.
You know what, Mike? Diffuse it. When you tell the story, laugh like Arch Campbell.
Yeah.
This is so amazing.
And then they fired me. And I said, F you.
I said, now the news director. You know, I forgot until we had him on that he really was like that. Well, aren't you crazy?
It's not a bit.
Arch?
No. I miss the money.
Okay, so I have to address this because I never, foolishly, I didn't expect to get the reaction, the incredible reaction online that I got. But I realized in retrospect, because of the circumstances in Virginia, the horrible situations in Virginia this weekend, that's probably certainly why we reacted the way we did when we were out and about, and probably the reason everybody hopped online. This concerns a little incident that Carl and I had over the weekend. And I could tell you about it. I could discuss it, but I think, and I don't care. I mean, it's your show too, fellas. So, I mean, if you want to say something after the fact, I really felt the best way for me to do this was just to put out a statement.
Yeah.
Just so I can really organize my thoughts. Sometimes I have to do that just to make sure that I'm clear and that people know where I'm coming from and just want to get it out of the way. So I rarely do this, but
a prepared statement.
Oh, wow.
A prepared
written out longhand.
Yes.
Yes, with my quill pen, Oscar. That's
where do
I
you
do.
Even
like
find
Ben
parchment
Franklin.
Anymore, Mike? I mean, it's, that's beautiful.
Well, there's a smithy, blacksmith.
Calligraphy
and above
is
him,
a lost art.
And I love the fact that he burned the edges. Looks classy.
Wonderful. Let me just get this out there. Here goes.
Okay.
Prepared statement by Mike O'Mara. Anyway, here we go. Yesterday I posted on Facebook about a confrontation my wife and I had with a couple of Maine folk, a couple in Maine, who were flying a giant Confederate flag on the back of their pickup truck, something I've seen many, many times from Florida all the way to Maine. My wife told the woman driving the truck that the flag was offensive. And then I argued with her husband after he called my wife the C word. Looking back on this altercation, it was a bad idea to confront these people because it could have gone terribly wrong. It's important to point out that my son was not in the car, but that doesn't change the fact that the situation could have escalated and endangered both of us. We were both frustrated with the events in Charlottesville, like so many people were over the weekend, and I felt it was time to stand up to what we believed was a symbol of hatred and white supremacy in our country. In short, we were angry and frustrated with the amount of overt racism that we had seen in Virginia and elsewhere in the country, and we reacted to the symbol up here in Maine. Now, I posted about this online, and frankly, I was stunned by the number of people who weighed in on this particular incident. Now that I look back and I realize the timing with Charlottesville. I'm probably shouldn't have been surprised at all. I thank all of you who expressed support for our actions and concern for our safety. I should point out that this confrontation was extremely brief and the situation never escalated. With that said, we were very much aware that our actions could have resulted in something much more serious. Carla and I believe that it is time for Americans everywhere to stand up for our American ideals and call out white nationalists, neo-Nazis, and the KKK, and anyone who supports them, and denounce these homegrown terrorists for what they are, despicable racists and bigots who represent the very worst of our country. Now, there were some folks who told us to mind our own business. There were some who expressed their anger at me and my wife in the most vile and disgusting terms. I won't repeat it here. Although I agree that our actions may have been misguided, I believe with all my heart at this time in our history that Americans need to stand up to hate groups. I really think this is one way that the vast, overwhelming majority of like-minded people in the country feel the same way. Standing up to groups like the neo-Nazis, the KKK, and white nationalists, I think it's something that needs to be done. I'm just not sure that what we did was the way to do it. Who knows what was in the minds of those particular people? It's a symbol, and I can't get into their heads. Carl and I, though, plan to speak out and speak up when it comes to this type of bigotry and racism. Remaining silent is dangerous because it encourages this type of behavior, and to continue unchallenged, I just don't know if I can do it anymore. Not challenging this behavior, that's what I meant to say. I urge all Americans to stand up to hate, and there are many ways to do this that don't endanger people, like frankly we did over the weekend, even though it was brief. But I think we need to send a message that this garbage is unacceptable in 2017 America. And that's really what I wanted to say. If you want to do more, because really I think it's one thing to come out and say something to people, but then maybe give them a suggestion. This is not necessarily the be-all, end-all, but it's something you might want to take a look at if you want to do more. Check out the Southern Poverty Law Center online. They have 10 ways to fight hate, a community response guide. And it's easier than you may think. Their website is splcenter.org, where you can Google 10 ways to fight hate, and that should get you there. So that's it. I wanted to make that statement and make it clear. You know, a lot of people weighed in, just say the very least.
You got some comments?
I got a lot of comments from people that probably have never listened to the show.
Ah.
Because it got shared, and when you see things get shared, then you get people weigh in from... and I'll be absolutely honest with you. A couple of them that were pretty goddamn scary.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you know what? It's over. I did it. And this show is here to be fun and funny and, on all that. But, that was more of my time on Sunday morning than I ever. It was early. You know, I just decided I'd share with everybody what we did, cause I thought it was interesting. And, you know what? You could ask me the question, would I do it again? Would I post that? I don't know. At about, you know, late in the day yesterday, I was getting some stuff from different people all over the country that really made me go, oh, God. But you know what? It's online. People are
cowards.
Everybody's a big coward online. So it's, you know, and it was crazy. A crazy, crazy Sunday. Not really about the incident. The incident was on and gone. And yeah, should I have done it? No. Retrospect, probably not. But the comments and the just, oh my God, everybody had a bit. And I think it's
if you don't need to be reminded of what goes on by watching the actual incidents in Charlottesville, you're reminded by just posting something on something innocuous as social media and to see it shared and reshared.
This was a weekend when people ask me, you know, do you think there's still racism in this country?
What?
People ask me that. When they ask me that, this is a weekend where I say, you know, the idea that you still have to remind people that things just they're not right and it's not appropriate and they are hateful.
Yeah.
That shocks me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean, look, it doesn't shock me because I do it on a regular basis. Like people make off color jokes.
Oh, yeah. The land of comedy, guilty. I always wonder. I always weigh about that. Are we guilty or not? I've always thought, and maybe this is my own rationalization, the joke reality. And the world of comedy, we kind of live in a different zone. But then again, you know, you've seen comedians get their tea caught
in
the ringer.
Again, there's a difference between overt racism and blue comedy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I've always, I wouldn't be able to do what I've done for, you know, my career if I didn't believe in that. And in fact, I'm with the people. See, there's so many little gray areas where I think I'm among the people that back the comedians that say, it's tough to go into certain rooms now because the world is so different. We were talking about it just last week.
We break balls for a living. We get breaking balls.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, either one of you ever realize when you go about your day-to-day activities how thin-skinned certain people can get
foot in my mouth multiple times.
Because we take it completely for granted, and then I'll say something and somebody's like, oh, Mike. I won't even process.
I said, crazy. Mike, it's just two different worlds. And I'm not saying that you can't make an offhand, off-color, no pun intended.
Yeah, comedy and reality, two different worlds.
And reality is what happened in Charlottesville this weekend. But that being said, I don't believe that is the human condition of this country.
I don't either. And I think that's
still
really,
a great
really
country.
To say.
The
still
majority of people love and accept.
When you saw the outrage at what happened, that's a good sign.
I also think that this, no one, my God almighty, the family of that girl that was killed, nobody wants anybody to be a martyr. But when you look at something like this, life does go on. That's the inevitable reality of it. And if there is a greater spotlight put on this fragment, this minuscule fragment of our society, I think that's a good thing. Because you know what? Those minuscule fragments of society can, historically speaking, grow and infect an entire culture. And we've seen that. And listen, I'm taking the Confederate flag out of it. Okay. All right, because I don't want to. Because I think the Confederate flag is much too easy to put up a debate for. I'm talking about. Let's go right to the belly of the beast: the KKK and the neo Nazis marching on Charlottesville. That to me is something that look at history. That's all. Look what happened. And I will even let's just edit out the KKK. How about we just go to the Holocaust Museum and see what happens when an entire society becomes permeated by racism. That's what happens in a terrible situation like that. I can't get my head around it is that we can have men, white men in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s that put the Adolf Hitler salute out when, there's not anybody listening to my voice. We have people whose relatives fought and died fighting Adolf Hitler. It defies any description. And the reason I want to focus on the Nazis with this is I saw this kid interviewed and he was going through the thing where he said, I just believe that the white people have been discriminated against and I want to stand up for my race and stuff. And then at the very end, he says, and kill Jews. Mm. As matter of factly as anybody would say that. And I went, look, I know it's easy to say, oh, these are all losers or these are all even the guy that drove his car into the group of protesters. Guy was a washout from the military.
Sure.
There's the loser story. But I don't think that every single one of these people marching has that story. It still just defies imagination. Mm-hmm. It really stuns me. And I don't know
if you wonder. And this isn't a leap for me. And feel free to Oscar Santana write the hate mail towards me.
S-A-N-T-A-N-A.
If you wonder how. We sometimes sit here like, why would somebody put a vest of explosives on their chest and blow themselves up? How could they get into a life like that? Mm-hmm. If you wonder that about this war on terror that we're fighting overseas and sometimes locally, if you wonder about that, then wonder how could someone grow up in this country, see all kinds of people around them at all times, see the good and the bad of every creed and race, and still think, no, there's only room for one race.
Mm-hmm. Stuns me.
In this country, of all people, for some reason, the ignorant side of me says, well, these kids have, they have got nothing in the Middle East, and they're brainwashed, and they don't have cable, and they don't see the world the way we see it. But when you're in this country as an immigrant.
Right.
Yeah.
Because my niece and nephew are first generation, right? I'm an immigrant. Right. Mm-hmm. And man, if I tell you that I'm watching the news and I'm getting updates and I'm like, how is this happening?
Yeah, it comes down to being inexplicable. You use the word inexplicable.
Yeah. And
I felt, of course, sick.
Do you think we overstate it because a bunch of Yahoos march on Charlottesville, or that because of certain circumstances, people are more emboldened now? I don't know, but you know what?
I think it's what it represents.
I'm not taking the chance, though, because I really think we have to talk about it, and we have to make people. And I really think that this is truly something where overwhelming amount of human beings in this country. I'm going to believe they're not that.
You gotta hope so.
That want to stand up to this and want to stamp this out. But there is there's a core group of people.
And they're noisy. They're very noisy.
And also, I just think that, look, I appreciate the people that said, hey, mind your own business. That's all well and good for you. But if you don't occasionally point it out, what if you're seeing somebody being beaten up on a street corner? What if you're seeing somebody being persecuted? You see examples of it. They go viral all the
time.
Mike,
you call 911.
I don't think that's a bad word.
And go and hide your car.
You call 911.
Like when you saw that guy on the road. Right. Yeah.
But that's an
action.
The bus
stop.
Yes.
But that's an action.
Yes.
And you do whatever you can to prevent. It's just, it was the circumstances, guys. And I'm not proud of it. Because it was stupid.
Let's be fair, okay?
Didn't get out of the car. Well, it's not like I did anything. It's not like I was sitting there,
The true context is not what happened to you and Carl this past weekend. Well, I think most people have dalliances like, oh, that's messed up. I can't believe that license plate's that way.
Yeah, how many people see that on a flag and go, roll their eyes and keep driving?
The real issue is that it's 2017 and there are headlines of people dying.
Yeah.
Because over race relations.
When, obviously I think like most people, when I saw this stuff starting to develop on Saturday and it began Friday night, you feel upset. You get sick.
I did not believe it.
What ruined my weekend were two instances. Is Robert, who is normally oblivious to everything except shoes and basketball, comes up to me and says, Dad, why is this happening? And you really can't give him a proper solution of an answer. And, you want to be there. And then this was what really broke my heart, is Julia, who is more tuned in. She's 16 and aware of what's going on. She comes up and she says, Dad, how old are you again? I said, I'm 46. She says, at any time in your lifetime, have you seen it like this?
Aww.
And I said, I don't think I have. Not in my lifetime.
Not in our lifetime.
And I said, and Julia, I hoped, especially in the last 10 years, that it was going to be so much better for you and things like this would be such a rearview mirror thing. And I don't know what to tell you, honey. I'm just so sorry that you're having to live through this, because it's scary. It's scary to see it through their eyes.
Can I point out for people around the country that may not know this, and everybody in this room knows what I'm talking about, Charlottesville, Virginia is as beautiful a small Virginia town where the University of Virginia is located as
top
any in the state.
University.
Yeah.
And really as any in the state. It's one of the most.
Turn me down.
It's the seat outside of UVA. Yeah. Oh, well, you're not exactly in an exclusive
high
club.
Bar.
No, but you know what? Did very well at VCU.
UVA is tough, man, to be a Cavalier.
Yeah,
tough,
true.
But, not only is this an absolutely stunningly beautiful place, but outside, the home of the founding father, in my estimation, Thomas Jefferson, is his home, which is one of the most fascinating historical sites. If you ever get a chance to see it, as I have, go check it out and see the mind that this man had. Oh, it's incredible. It just, to happen there... It was weird. It was surreal.
I still don't feel right after this weekend.
So, I don't have the solutions, but there are places, like I said, and where you can do things, and it doesn't necessarily involve you getting in your car, driving to a protest.
Oh, no.
There's so many other things you can do, and some of the ones I like are reaching out to people that may have been involved and may have been the victims of some of this. And it's not just black people and Muslims. It's Asians. It's Jews. It's anyone who targeted by these hate groups.
And this is, and as far as the freedom of speech or, that the issue overall, it's not about that. There's right and wrong, right?
You're absolutely right.
I took my bike out yesterday and there was multiple groups protesting on the mall. And A, everybody was in the bike path. No respect for the bike path.
Yeah. Oscar's
world. As a matter of fact, Oscar has a protest. Oscar has a protest this weekend. Keep the bike path clear. You must clear the bike path.
Yeah. B, they were all peaceful. Right. In the district, they were all peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was a wonderful...
It can be done.
Route.
It can be done.
And then, you know, some of the signs they were holding up are signs I believe with all my soul. So more power to them. I think the time has come. And now, you know, I've lived my whole life looking the other way at country clubs and golf clubs. Not happening anymore. And you don't have to get in a fist fight. You don't have anything. You quietly say, I'm not sure I approve. What you're saying is wrong, and I don't want to listen to it. And you get up and leave. You at least make a statement. Do it. Do what your conscience tells you to do. And I think, as Oscar mentioned before, the overwhelming majority of people, you know right from wrong. At least I hope and I pray that. So thank you for allowing us that little moment. It happens once in a while. And we will take a break when we come back. Speaking of snarky posts.
Yes.
Sometimes when you pick on a journalist, I just inadvertently got into a lot of controversy this weekend. You never expect that journalist is going to respond because I'm like, this is what people do to me when I get all upset. I kind of understand it a little bit more today. Sorry, Jeff Rawson. thought your report was hacked. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sorry to tell you this, but King threw out the monologue.
Leo, that monologue was good.
Check that. Perfect. I wrote it. Here's where Cy Benson draws the line.
Cy, don't do anything crazy.
King's got to be taught. First comes the word, and the word was funny. The monologue stays, or I go.
Cy, maybe we can compromise.
No compromise. Cy Benson has his integrity, his pride. King does that monologue word for word, or I walk. I walk!
Monologue's in.
Morning, King.
Morning, King. Morning.
Hello, Stan.
Hey, good morning.
King!
Do you smell something? It's coming from the script.
Oh, it's your monologue. Oh, what a stink burger. I hate it. It's not funny. It's out.
Hey, babe, we're not married to it.
Monologue's out.
Cy Benson, a tower of jello.
Casey, I think I went a little too far with Cy just now. Really hurt his feelings. I gotta get him something. Here's $100. Get him something. Tires are nice. Get him a set of tires. Call my brother in the Bronx. He'll tell you where.
Boss hijack sketch from the top.
Casey.
Electrics and cameras, please. Cameras.
White walls. White walls.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the now. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now. If you haven't done it, what are you doing? Come on. Hey.
Come on.
I feel like Cy. Oi, Vey, come on.
We're not married to it.
All day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are brought to you by Blue Apron.
Yeah.
Here is a fact. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. It's the better way to cook. For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients so you can make delicious home-cooked meals. Carla O'Mara loves Blue Apron, and she loves cooking it and eating it. I just love eating it. Choose from a variety of new recipes each week or let Blue Apron's culinary team surprise you. Recipes don't repeat within a year, so you're never going to get bored. And with no weekly commitment, you only get deliveries when you want them. How do you like some sautéed shrimp and green beans with globe tomatoes, spinach, and orzo pasta? Or whole grain pasta and summer vegetables with heirloom tomato caprese salad. Is that summery enough for you, Mr. Man? I bet it's better than... I bet it's better than what's in your fridge right now. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. I have to say to Mr. Jeff Rawson,
yes,
I'm really, I felt bad. I felt bad because I woke up and watched, was it Sunday? I think the Sunday morning.
The Rawson Report?
Or Saturday Today? I don't remember.
I think it was Saturday Today.
I don't remember. I don't remember. But the fact
it was
is
good enough to run twice, so it might have been on Sunday and Saturday.
Maybe it was. Our,
to be fair to you, I've seen some of his reports, and some of them are very common sense reports.
If you put a match close to that wood, it's going to burn. How do you burn hot?
How do you charge your phone?
Do you plug it in the wall?
I was the master of sarcasm this weekend.
Yes, you were.
It was very, very, but I was kind of, I threw that out there because I got so upset because I'm a Floridian and I believe, I may be wrong about this, but I believe Florida's got more lightning strikes than anywhere. And Jeff Rawson comes on.
Be proud
and,
of that.
Yes, sir. That's just another great thing. Just another great thing about the state of Florida.
None of your residents of the state, Mike, have low iron because constantly the lightning just sucked right in.
Exactly. You know, and so I was really, really happy to, you know, to watch this show because I was going to be enlightened. And like so many news stories, I'm still a rube. I'm still a rube. I rail against the fear-mongering of local TV news.
But it's so classy because what happens anytime you hear your state or your town or anything, yeah. It's like, honey, come on in. They're going to talk about us.
And I don't consider you a Floridian.
No, I'm a transplant, so yeah. I'm not really.
You're from away.
And I have a transplant.
I consider you
I
a man of the world.
Transplanted hips. What?
Yeah. A man of the world is what you
Thank
are.
You.
The world is your that. Residence.
I appreciate it.
It's where he wants to be when he wants to be.
August 12th. Today is the 14th. So this is Saturday morning. I wrote this. Thank you, Oscar. I appreciate that. So I watched the report. It says, we're going to teach you how you can avoid getting hit by lightning. And I'm like, well, then, you know. I said, there are obvious ones that I've known because I'm a golfer, but
sure.
Maybe he's going to have a tip. And the news story comes on, and he goes to some science center, and it shows these like department store dummies being hit by an electrical charge. And I'm like, okay, visually, it's very good.
Mannequins, but I'm waiting for the big people.
I'm waiting for the big payoff.
Right.
It was really the big payoff. And he comes on, and he's like, seek shelter. And I looked at, I screamed. I think I woke the house up. I screamed at the TSA. No, it isn't fair. He just cheated us.
Not
he
fair.
He told us to go into shelter.
Right.
I've known that since I was 4 years old. You hump. What's going on with that? That's not acceptable. And I was furious. And my furor knew no bounds. And I took keyboard to finger. And I wrote, I'm so glad I saw Jeff Rawson's report on how to avoid getting hit by lightning on the Today Show. I should read this as sarcastically
please,
as possible.
Please do. Okay? Yeah.
I'm so glad I saw Jeff Rawson's report on how to avoid getting hit by lightning on the Today Show. I never knew I should seek shelter during an electrical storm. Hey, Jeff. Thanks so very much for keeping us safe. And I also appreciate the brilliant tip of not standing under a tree. Where would we be without this hard-hitting investigative journalism? And, you know, I just threw that out there for fun. And,
yeah.
You know, a few people liked
it. Now, you didn't tag him in it or anything. You just put it out there.
No, but then later on, I came back. I'm trying to think when he responded to it.
The idea that he responded is really the key.
Yeah, and also, yes. I might be reading way between the lines, but I think he might have been an embittered Jeff Rawson because I bet he was shooting for a Friday airing on this.
Is the GIF the GIF or the meme? Which is the one that moves?
That's a GIF.
GIF.
That's a
or
GIF.
GIF.
Michael
really
Colburn,
GIF.
Colonel Colburn, wins with the best GIF of the thread where he put that NBC More You Know star going across. The More You Know.
Saturday morning.
The More You Know. Yes, Saturday morning. It was fantastic.
But don't you think Rawson brought this to the news director and said, I don't know if this is a weekday quality Rawson report.
Or someone gave him that report and he's like, oh, fine.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he's still heady from his yearly fireworks report.
What did he say?
All I know is at 1:08 p.m. on August 12th, Oscar, Jeff Rawson writes, thank you all for watching.
Bye!
some great ideas here for future stories. Have a great weekend and be safe.
Oh, I love
which
it.
Which is
I
that
love
is
it.
Kind of a
your that's a Santana
your,
move.
That's
right
your
out of
playbook.
My playbook.
Mm-hmm. That's your playbook.
I, that whether is, you yeah. hate me or love me, as long as you're listening/watching,
yeah. yes,
I'm in.
Yeah. And then
I bet he called Peter Alexander and said, Pete, how do I handle this? Yeah. Well, you be polite.
By the way, Peter Alexander could stand to lose about 20.
Whoa, that's
Puffy
gonna
Peter
kill
Alexander?
Him if he hears that.
Yeah.
That's going to kill
Mike,
him.
Mike, I saw him for the very first time, I want to say like a week ago, and I said, was that the Dreamboat Peter Alexander was just on? And I rewound on my DVR, and I said, yeah. Oh my, what happened?
Used to call him Perfect Peter Alexander.
But yeah. Now he's Puffy Peter Alexander.
Double
I'll
chin.
I'll have to take a look. I'll
me
have
too.
To
yeah.
Double chin Peter
double
Alexander?
Chin. Don't look down or it's triple.
Wow. Oh, my God.
We're going to need to raise the
and
tripod.
You know what? I hate it that I know that that man gained weight. There's something about me that shouldn't know that.
I think it's very important that you keep your finger on the pulse of Peter
yeah,
Alexander.
Yeah, but I said, Shannon, come look at this guy. And then I pulled him up on the web. I said, this is what he used to look like.
Oh, bad when you pull up an yeah. old headshot.
And, yeah. she said, have you seen your old pictures? And I said, oh.
This is not about me.
I got to go for a ride.
Let me
a
ask
bike
you
ride.
Boys a Facebook question. Here.
Yes.
Because I see when Jeff Rosen hopped on, there's a check mark next to his name.
He's
and
verified.
Only,
that means it's really
only,
him.
It's really him.
There was only one like. Does that mean he sent it a special way that nobody could
no,
no.
To see it? Probably he's means, not means, as active.
Means that he's universally hated.
Yeah. Or he just started using it. Or that's his wife writing it.
Yeah.
Or,
oh, yeah.
Or a kid.
Flossie Rosen.
Okay. Or one of his kids.
I don't know. It was interesting.
It's nice, so, though, Mike. You're connected to Jeffrey Rosen.
All I know is that I need next weekend a complete and utter severing of the social media because it's pretty crazy
you
stuff.
Kept stepping in it. You kept stepping
world.
In it. That's a-
yeah, it was crazy, you know, and I had a wonderful weekend. I had a special weekend. I went lobstering.
You went,
yes.
Went lobstering. Yeah. I called it crabbing, but it's not crab.
No. That's different.
But there are plenty of crabs.
There is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Maine crab meat is the great, you come up here if you want to get a bargain, go for the crab roll. As opposed to the lobster roll, you won't be disappointed. You won't regret it. You won't regret it, Rat. And when you get to that particular snack bar, go, isn't this great? We will take a break. A wonderful day on the water.
Can't
a
wait.
Full day, by the way, with my daughter out there lobstering. And the great thing, the reason it was a full day and I didn't go, take me back home now,
yeah.
is because I got to bring a chair.
You did bring a chair.
Yeah. Let her do the work.
Nice.
She's 20. I'm 58. You know, gimping around on bionic hips. Let her do the work. And he had his regular Stern man, Ben, there, who couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Ben Stern.
Ben Stern. No, it's not his last name. But I'll tell you all about
good.
It. It was a wonderful day. Oh, and by the way, guess what I brought?
What? The recorder?
I did. Would you like to know how it sounded?
Wow.
Yeah.
User error.
Let's look at the gain.
Yeah. It's a little problem. It's too
anyway, I could have used his iPhone.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I could have used my iPhone.
Thanks, buddy.
Remember that birthday I got you a mic for your iPhone?
Yeah, it's down in Florida. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, but this is where he's with the birthday present that I got him. He's with the recorder.
Yeah, the recorder.
Always a birthday present at every house.
Do you think my compatriots are urging me to record content outside of the studio? I believe they are. And I believe that whoosh sound was Mr. O'Mara taking a swing and missing. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll tell you all about Lobsterman up here in Maine. We'll be right back.
Ladies, would you like to gain access to an up-and-coming Bolivian businessman? Would you like to gain access to Chateau Relaxo? Then the Oscar Santana Scholarship may be for you. While on scholarship, you can learn about exciting topics like keeping it tight and knowing your role. So if you're in the D.C. metro area and between the ages of 18 and 19, bring your application to the TMOS World Headquarters so Oscar can look it over. Some restrictions apply. No fatties, no uggos.
author.
Alan Gigax. Thank you, Alan. Good job, as always.
Buddy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Sleep Number, introducing the most amazing bed ever. It's the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed designed for your best possible sleep. I've told you how much I love Sleep Number, what great products they offer to everybody, and more of you are tuning in and figuring out that this is the bed for you. Like all of their beds, Sleep Number 360 smart beds let you choose your ideal firmness and support on each side of the bed. That's your Sleep Number setting. Now with new responsive air technology, it's a brand new innovation in Sleep Number beds. This bed will sense your every move and it will automatically adjust to you so you sleep with a 100% comfort rating throughout the night. In fact, most people fall asleep faster if their feet are gently warmed. And the Sleep Number 360 smart bed can pre-warm each side of the bed, so it's just right for both of you. Does your bed do that? I think not. Plus, Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress and last twice as long. That's the big news right there. What a bargain. 91% of Sleep Number owners recommend it to others. My Sleep Number setting, 85, still has been all summer. Carla's is, I think, now a 70 or a 75. Not sure. And last night, my Sleep IQ score, I cannot give you an honest appraisal of my Sleep IQ score. At 2 a.m., my son came into the bed.
Oh,
he'd had a bad dream, and then it was elbows and knees, and he did some damage to the berries last night.
Did he dream about Jeff Rawson, and he came in screaming?
Not sure. Okay. It's time to meet the bed that does it all, and it's only at a Sleep Number store. Come in now and enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $500 on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call one near you, 800-511-0061, or you just can visit sleepnumber.com and find the store near you. Be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. That's mucho importante.
Yes.
Please, let them know. So, yes, it was a day on the water.
You roll out of bed about what, like 10?
4:30.
Oh, that's vicious.
I think 4:15. 4:15 was the awake time, and then we were down on the dock before 5 a.m. And it was it was super soupy fog when we came. So much so that he waited a couple of minutes before we headed out. And then he's got the radar and all that good stuff. And I have never ever seen it like this. This was us tagging along on his regular work day, my buddy Zach.
Wow.
And it was incredible.
What time is sun up? Now I know you're far enough up north that the sunrise is early.
Yeah.
So, but were you there? Before sunrise?
Yes, it was just getting bright. You know how it does it up here?
Yeah.
You know, so I can't tell you, and because of the fog, I'm not sure exactly
and the
when
hangover.
The sun came up. No, not a trace. Alcohol did not touch my lips the night before. Sort of.
Didn't you tell us before the show that you were really getting into the smiling Irish bastard and you weren't letting go?
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that's another thing that happened this weekend, but it was post lobstering where. I realized Smiling Irish Bastard, for those beer connoisseurs out there, is made by the Gagan Brewing Company up here in Bangor,
Spare
Maine.
Spare no expense.
That's right.
It is an American pale. You know about beers.
American pale ale. You have
your own an American pale ale. Mm-hmm. That's my flavor.
Yeah.
If you're going to get me a beer, get me an American pale ale.
Yeah.
What?
It's great for pale Americans.
Well, send a case off to Bloom's house.
I know.
That's a good idea.
Never see the sign.
It's too bitter.
Yeah.
You drink gin. That's like the bitterest, baby.
No, I think that's my flavor, but that's because I was at a watering hole, had a Smiling Irish Bastard, and I said, what is an APA as opposed to an IPA? And he gave me the whole lowdown. He said, well, here's another APA. Try this. Mm-hmm. And they had a similar flavor profile.
Yes.
So now I know what type of like craft brew I'm going to order.
This is where you go one of two directions, Mike, as far as beer is concerned.
Okay.
Is you, now that you know what type of beers you like, and I've been there as well, either you're just going to, you enjoy discovering new beers within your flavor profile.
See, that's what I'm interested in.
B, you just say, okay, I'm just into this guy and that's all I'm going to hang out in this world, because if you start varying what you're into, you decide that you almost get to a point as far as alcohol consumption is concerned that you're like, I'm doing this in a cultural way. Like, you almost buy into, this is good for the old...
Like my wine kind of
thing. And then you gain 30 pounds, and you sit there, you're like, I'm pretty hammered off this new beer.
Yeah, it's...
Just be careful, because it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And understand this, that the only real reason that I'm curious about this is because I realize that the Smiling Irish Bastard is probably not going to be easily available around the rest of the country.
Yeah.
So the fact that I got a flavor...
The fact that you have a flavor profile, you can find something close to home.
Like your breweries where they make your stuff.
Absolutely.
They have American pale ale?
Every brewery worth their salt has an American pale ale.
They have something in every category,
Yes.
And so it's probably got a bitterness to it, but it's got a lightness to it.
It's not
too,
a kick
right?
to the teeth.
Yeah.
It's got a kick to the teeth.
And a little less flowery,
it's
right?
It's not a kick to the teeth. An IPA is a kick to the teeth flavor-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So you did better alcohol-wise than I did this weekend because I did an experiment that fell flat. Horrible.
What's that?
Mai Tais?
No. I was in the beer
Manhattans?
Aisle. No. This was
Pink Squirrels?
This was actually a bottled
Randy
product.
Randy Alexander's?
Right next to one of my other failed experiments. This is not your father's root beer.
Ah.
You know, you say experiment weirdly.
Experiment.
You said experiment. You said it twice. Like spearmint gum. You say experiment.
Do you say it to put some sass on experiment?
I say it. I am as God made me, sir. I don't know how I say experiment.
You know
when
we called you back a month or so ago when you said on accident?
Yeah, what? Yes, you called me on that. But that was done with a sense of irony. Experiment is absolutely just bad being brought up. That's bad parenting.
Bad being brought up.
Bad parenting to say experiment. Yeah.
But what was your experiment?
It was they had orange, they had root beer, they had ginger ale, and I saw hard cherry cola. I said, you know what? Nothing better than a cherry Coke.
And you love cola.
I do. Yeah. And I said, and it's made with real cane sugar. And I said, let's try a six pack of this. And I grab it. And do you know it costs $10.99?
Well, it's these artisanal sodas.
Boutique sodas.
But this one had alcohol in it?
It was a 4.2%. It was like a 4.2% beer. It's so like drinking a Miller Lite.
Okay.
So I got home and I pop one open and I taste it. And the flavor profile, I know you're talking the flavor profile of an American pale ale. This is... flavor profile, Vicks 44D. It tastes like cough syrup.
Even on ice, it can't improve it?
No, you don't put it on ice, I don't think. It's I don't think you would.
But it's chilled?
Yeah, it was cold in the grocery box and cold in the fridge box when you get home.
What was it called? What exactly was it called?
It was hard.
Mike's Hard Cola?
No, it wasn't Mike's. It was a different brand. Let me see if I still, because I Googled it when I got home to find all the morons that liked it.
Try my Hard Cola.
I tried a Zima for the first time, a month ago now, and because it's back out on the market.
Sure.
How do you
and
like it?
And all the glory and fun I remember as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
By child, I mean 17, Beach Week, Ocean City.
Sure.
It wasn't there. A lot has changed.
Too sweet.
A lot has changed.
It's like an off Sprite.
I think the environment had a lot to do with it. Like just being awesome and young and feeling like life would never end.
You get older and you taste something like that. It's like, oh my God, all that sugar and water. Where's the booze?
Yeah, boom, boy.
Where are the Jolly Ranchers?
Mike, Henry's Hard Soda,
Henry.
Hard Cherry Cola, 12-ounce bottle. And if you go to influencer.com, it gets a 4.2 out of 5-star review from people who obviously love cough syrup. This stuff is nasty. So I say nay, nay to hard
nay,
soda.
Nay,
nay. Nay, nay, I say.
Did you drink all six?
Only five.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I will be leaving the APAs behind when I leave the Great White North because it's just not my bag. We go into a more healthy profile when we
mostly fresh squeezed grapefruit juice.
Heineken
in the little keg.
To be honest with you, straight water, fellas. Straight water. That's what it is.
Water.
With maybe just a spot of whiskey now and then with a friend over ice you can drink.
I told Robert, I said, go fill this cup with ice and pour just enough rye on it to make the ice wet. That's all.
Let the ice melt and then you get a lovely cocktail.
That's all you need. That's it.
All right. Well, we have to break.
Isn't he 11?
We started talking about booze.
He's 14.
And what did you make him say?
What's that?
What is it that you made your kids say when they would fix you a drink?
Oh, I'd say, Dad's going to have a drink now. Why? He said, because you deserve it, Dad.
There it is. That's it. Hey, I'm going to steal that with my little guy.
Yeah, you've earned it.
I'm going to steal that with my little guy.
You should.
All right, well, I don't know how we got off on booze, but it's not hard to do with this group. I'll tell you all everything you need to know about lobstering in Maine, and really only one, what I would describe as a minor incident.
That a misstep?
Not on our part or the captain's part, but the pleasure boater.
Ooh.
Who I guess didn't realize someone was out there making their living.
You know, that sounds dirty.
Yeah,
I'm on the pleasure boat.
Yeah, like four kids, four adults, little boat, everybody grinning.
Sure.
10 feet from the hall. I'll tell you all about it. Pretty interesting stuff. My buddy Zach, sweet guy, nice guy, wonderful. Like my main son up here because he's young. He's 23 years old. Didn't take too kindly to the little observation post and where it had been set up. And Zach also has a good theory on lobster behavior, which I'll share with you. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. He's a funny dude.
There was a whole lot of butthurt on the Moore Network last week, and we're talking about it on this week's O'MaraCast.
Mac and Tripp are fighting, Joe is pissed with Brett and Fred, and Rob Spiewak hates mangoes.
Plus, we talk about Wonder Woman, Big Machinery, Mary Jane, and meeting the Grim Reaper. Hi, I'm Jim Amato, and I'm Mark Acerta's special guest this week.
So slow your asses down, and let's get into our happy tree with O'MaraCast.
Get it on iTunes, on the new TMOS app, or at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Harry's. Let me tell you my dilemma. I have one more week left in Maine, and then I am going to begin the migration down south with about 3 months earlier than the birds. Okay. I will tell you. Can you tell I don't want to go? The thing is, we're going back, and I have a dilemma. I've blown through my Harry's shave gel, and if I order it, I'm going to have 2, maybe 3 days of Carla's store-bought like shaving cream stuff that I don't care for.
You're
That's
slumming.
How much
You're
I love
slumming with that stuff.
I've never been more addicted to shaving products.
Best in the
life.
World.
Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades. They're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harry.com. Is it harry.com or Harry's?
Harry's.com.
Yeah, Harry's.
Okay. All right. Anyway, just pay for shipping. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. True story. Jeff and Andy, these are two cool dudes. They were fed up with getting ripped off. They started Harry's because they wanted to fix shaving, and I believe they have. Harry's offers their blades at half the price of the leading 5-blade razor by selling directly to you over the internet. This is awesome. You're going to love it. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. That is a $13 value for free when you sign up. Your free trial set will, oh, by the way, just pay for shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5-precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel that's just about the best in the business, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now.
Do it.
That's harrys.com/TMOS. Okay, so I've got the thing here, Rob, where I recorded my stuff.
Okay, the digital recorder?
The digital recorder, yeah.
So it's a wonderfully marvelous machine. It is so accurate in its capture of sound.
Let's see. I'm going to take
a zoom.
Zoom.
Where's the menu?
I'll have an appetizer.
What right. car campaign right. Hold on, let me put was it on zoom, zoom, zoom?
I'm just, this is raw.
Mazda.
You're having a wonderful time. How would you rate my daughter as a mate on a lobster boat? She does good. She does good. How would you rate me as a mate on my second tour on your lobster boat?
Other than the nap, you did really good.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
that's embarrassing.
So I fell asleep.
All right, how do I get like
How did
the,
you fall asleep on a lobster boat?
Well, that's a long story.
One time
story.
Carrie fell asleep at a Redskins game.
Is it the file list, Rob? Is that what I click on?
Yes.
That would be a meme of the lady falling asleep in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I might have these. I'm going to play these.
Will I be able to, as I get older, will I be able to fall asleep anywhere?
It depends on what podcast you're listening to. Try cake and cookies.
Okay.
All right. So now when I play like the wave files that I have here, first of all, can you hear it all right?
Yeah, we heard just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to play these, and if it's not too distorted, maybe it comes through. Maybe I was wrong about the audio. I'm going to play this right now.
Let's see.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, a little after 5 a.m. on a beautiful Maine morning. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but the reason I turned this microphone on was so you could actually hear the sound of the engine. And I think the battery on my little machine is not working.
So technically.
You know why?
It's working.
You know why, Elizabeth?
Why, Dad?
Because I'm a mook.
That you are.
Oh, Elizabeth, that's sweet. You sound happy to be awake.
Yeah, you sound good.
Yeah.
That sound in the background is the sound of hard work. And that's my middle name. My name is Mike O'Mara. And this is Not Really Deadly Catch.
Mike Hardwork O'Mara.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
She sounds sleepy.
And now here comes the lobster boat. You won't mention it by name.
Coming into the dock right now.
Because we're smuggling drugs. No, that's not true.
I'm so tired.
Let's listen, shall we? Here it comes.
This is the boat coming into the dock right now.
Where's Captain Jack Sparrow?
Avast, Arr.
Hear that engine?
Yeah, sounds good.
Mike, you want us to cut this up for you?
No, you don't like my raw tape?
Well, I want to hear you talking, Captain. Not the boat. There we go.
How are you, Zach?
Oh, just great.
Are you looking forward to having us on the boat?
Yes, I am.
Very good. I'll shut up now and we'll get on the boat. I'm sorry. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I have to tell you, if you're wondering just how long it took me about 35 minutes to get on the boat. They used the pulleys and the ranks, but now we are officially on the boat. Captain, is it okay if I mention the boat's name? We're on the overtime, ladies and gentlemen. We're pulling away from the dock in Hancock, Maine.
Does this sound okay?
And the truth is...
sounds great, Mike. Yes. Absolutely great.
We may not come back. That's right. Welcome to Sort of Deadly Catch. We're going to sea right now. Nobody liked that joke, by the way.
Mike.
Listen to those diesels throb. Yeah, this is the way it's done in Maine, ladies and gentlemen. Spectacular stuff. Beautiful morning, little light fog. That'll lift, though. And if it doesn't, who knows what sea creatures are out here.
That's a great microphone. I can hear Elizabeth's eyes rolling.
And I'm going to sign off right now because there's a pretty good chance I'm already pissing off the captain.
This is great.
Well, it's official. We're now at sea. And Elizabeth, there's one thing I didn't tell you about.
What's that?
Sea monsters.
Oh, God.
What is the matter with you?
I don't know.
We're cruising in a very thick Maine fog out to our first line of traps. And so far, so good. The weather seems to be in and out, on and off. Cool, warm, foggy, clear. Typical Maine morning. But we're having a good time.
I don't know why this...
Yes, we are.
Elizabeth, did you bring the sandwiches?
I don't know.
I did bring the sandwiches.
That's right. I'm a complete wuss. We'll check back in later.
Well, this is okay.
This is 43 good.
43 miles off the coast of Dutch Harbor. Oh, I'm sorry. That's another show. Anyway, we've slowed down. The fog is lifting a little bit. And I think our captain is beginning to...
Okay, I'm sleepy. I have to share this with you.
Yeah.
Late in the tape here, and I've got just a few more, because I didn't do a lot of recording. We were kind of working out there, and it really wasn't appropriate. Did some video, posted some of that online. The fact is that he has a theory about the personalities of lobsters, because I said...
The actual creatures?
When I was banding lobsters, I noticed that some of them were a little more difficult to handle than others. Some of them had their own personality. When you're dealing with like 500 lobsters, which we brought in, by the way, 500
Whoa.
Lobsters.
Wow.
What's that
market price?
I'm not sure.
Just like
but,
in Wicked Tuna, you got to weigh them to figure out how much you're getting per pound.
Let me just say, during season, the young lad does pretty well for himself. Okay. Mm. It was really interesting because I got the whole thing, the traps, pulling them up, bringing them in, bringing them to the little station out there on a barge out at sea where he makes the transfer and he gets his bait for the next day and unloads his offloads his lobsters. So,
wow.
But he has a theory about that we'll get to later that I thought was rather funny. So let's listen.
All his first set of traps.
You can hear the radio in the background.
Our captain has been very busy getting us to the line of traps, and now he's putting on his dance skin. Is that what? Is it called a dance skin? I'm sorry, he's giving me a bad look. That's a slicker. What? Oil skin. What?
Yeah, I call this one. Oil
You're gonna
skin.
Get yourself murdered. He's gonna invite you out for a third
dance,
time.
Dance skin, like he's gonna be in Moomin Shants. Yeah. That's
what
is that? Capizio?
I'm sorry. All right, they're oil pants. And Elizabeth, you're gonna be doing the work today while Daddy sits back and watches. That's what I'm gonna do. And do everything the captain says. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very exciting. It's our first trap of the day. I'm not going to be broadcasting every single trap that comes up, but I know it's a big thrill
kind of sets the tone for the whole day. Excuse me, Elizabeth, let me move up here.
It's the first trap.
Check in with the captain real quick.
You're the winch bringing it up?
Is this the most exciting thing in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I'll get out of the way now.
Get out of the way.
Hey!
Oh,
she's working.
Right, here it comes. We're going to watch the first trap come up.
It was a winner, too. We brought good luck. Come on, pull it
there
in.
There seems to be a snag in the proceedings. Boy, I'll tell you, the anticipation's killing me right now. This is going to be really special. Here it comes.
Hey, Mike, check out this coffin.
All right, check out this. All right, here it is. Oh, look at this. We got one, two, three, four. How many? Oh, it's going to be a good day. We call that O'Mara luck, ladies and gentlemen. It's O'Mara luck.
Check
there. How many lobsters in there? Five, six? Oh, he's not talking to me, but that's okay. He really does like me. That's all right. It's going to be exciting.
Seven?
Seven lobsters on the first trap. Oh, it's going to be a good day, Elizabeth. Oh,
I love the sound of the diesel.
It is great.
Okay. No problem at all. That's pretty good, Zach.
Is the audio okay, Rob?
The audio is great.
Very strong.
Shut up, man.
How big is the trap?
I think that's a good idea.
I think that's a good idea.
I'm
going to
get out.
And how much does the average lobster weigh?
Yeah.
The average trap is about the size of a Buick, and the average lobster weighs 52 pounds.
Wow, so that's a lot of meat.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't. It's the traps are about 3x2 or something like that. You know, I mean,
there was
4x2.
Wow, multiple lobsters in a trap.
Seen
that's lobster
small.
Yeah, but I didn't know if I've seen like classic lobster traps, like in old
on
movie.
A string.
Yeah,
I'm just thrilled, Rob, that your thing that you got me, I used it and it worked.
Yeah. Wow, on its third anniversary.
Oh my God!
Very, very good. Sit down in your chair, Dad.
Sit down in your chair.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't do any recording at sea because we were having too good a time. And to be honest with you, we were having a wonderful time.
It's the one that's a little distorted.
How would you rate my daughter as a,
this is the wrap
as
up.
A mate on a lobster boat?
She does good.
She does good. How would you rate me as a mate on my second tour on your lobster boat?
Other than the nap, you did really good.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I fell asleep, and then we had a run-in with a pleasure boater. Hey, Zach, I have one thing to ask you. The lobsters have they seem to have a personality. Some of them are angry, and some of them don't really care. But some of the lobsters so angry?
Listen to this.
Because they get hauled up off the water when they're sitting there eating their dinner. All straight up in the air. They get thrown into a plastic box. Then they get measured, tossed in another box if they got felt all up. They get tossed in another box where they get bands like the handcuff. Then they get thrown into a tank full of water on top of all their brothers and cousins that they hate. And then from there, the water disappears again, and they get thrown into another plastic box on top of all the brothers and cousins that they hate.
That was The Life of a Lobster by my friend Zach. Captain, thank you very much for another great day on the water. I'm glad we didn't sink the boat. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Mike.
Oh,
that's
well,
so
I know,
nice.
I know the answer, but I have to ask.
I
because
got it all. I can't believe I
you got it, Mike. You got it.
I know the listener is thinking the same question. Does he tweak the accent at all, or does he really talk like that?
No, he's got a mild Maine accent.
God, that's great.
Very mild
Maine
accent.
That's so great.
We're having dinner with him tonight, too. It's my
lobster?
Buddy. It's my Maine man. Now we're just going over to Bar Harbor. We're taking a boat over to Bar Harbor.
Yeah, but when you get off of a lobster boat, and I might be a rube, but do you take some in your backpack or a cooler? Like, what happened?
Took them in a bucket, took the ones that I wanted home.
There you go.
We steamed them, and I had them probably within 20 minutes of getting home.
Damn, Daniel.
That's got to be unreal.
That was awesome.
True. But the thing I wanted to tell you before we break here, so this pleasure boater comes up, the center console,
pleasure.
With a man and his family. And listen, observing lobster boats is one of the great things to do up here in Maine. But you don't do it. You don't come into the field of lobster traps like 20 feet off his bow. And they're coming in, and I thought they wanted something. And
like,
they were that close, like they could make an introduction.
Yes, they thought there was some sort of emergency. And I wish everybody could see the video because this was the expression on all their faces. They've got this S-eating grin.
Mike, they're from away. The parents thought they were going to show their kids what working folk do.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were doing. Yeah. But you do it from like a couple hundred yards out or like 50 yards out where you can see it.
Honey, do you remember the sandwich you had last night?
This is where it comes from. That's exactly what they were like. I'm just observing, right? Because I'm banding lobsters at this point.
And that means you're putting it on the claws so they they can't pinch,
and
right?
So me, because I'm a candy ass, I look over and I go like this. I go, like a little smile.
Like you're engaging them.
I'm noticing
Look,
Zach
the locals
isn't
are engaging
anything.
Us.
Man, he normally, you pull up the trap, then you do a little circle around, a little tight circle, and it was impossible for him to do that with them sitting there, and then he went into all saying, you think I'm going to come into his office, watch him do his accounting? You think I'm going to do that stand over there with my family and watch his accounting? It was an interesting day.
Can I ask you about the nap?
The nap. It was early. We had an early morning at about 4:15. The throb of the diesel engine. I brought my camp chair and I put it into the back of the boat.
So it wasn't like a Barca lounger or anything.
No, it's just a camp chair, but it looked a little foolish on a lobster boat. and I woke up and Ben the stern man, my daughter, and Zach all were standing over me laughing. And I, you know, one of those deals where you wake up and I'm just going.
Oh, so you didn't intend to fall asleep.
No.
It attacked you.
No, it attacked me.
Attacked
sleep.
You.
It was a sleep attack.
That's right, Rob. Sleep took me. Sleep took me. But it was a marvelous day. I can't believe I got it.
Yeah, you got
you did
it.
Great. You got great. It.
I'm
perfect.
I'm going to use this thing. I might interview my cousins at some
there
point.
There you go.
This week. That will be funny. We will do that. We will take a break.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I love
we've
it.
We've got news you may not need coming up with the Mike O'Mara Show. A revolver.
Joe, I like to think of the Moore Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Gotta be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
Howdy, I'm Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at moorebroadcasting.com.
I'm so excited. I really am. I'm like a little kid. That's fantastic.
It's awesome. And you know what? It's a great unit, isn't it? Nice size, easy to
yep,
do. Yeah,
it worked. I'm
good
very
stuff.
Happy. Hey, welcome back to the show. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low. Inventory is low. Fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily at the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates have dropped. Now is the time to lock in a low rate before they go up again. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, they are also our mates.
Yes.
Here at the TMOS Studios. They handled Oscar's mortgage and treated him like a king. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And we thank you at Cornerstone First Financial.
News.
Boo. Yep. I fell asleep, in case you're wondering.
That's your lead story?
Well, the rumble of the diesel, Mike.
It's soothing. Yeah. It's like probably on white noise.
Right, you're like...
Been able to fall asleep on a boat since I was a kid. That's my thing. So that means I should probably be a seaman.
Whoa.
Anyway, Taylor Swift will not have to pay $3 million to David Mueller, the former DJ, who allegedly groped her during a meet and greet during... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh,
did
I
you
did
hit the
again.
LR button?
God, I hit that again. My new thing. Lazy hand.
I don't like that
lazy
thing.
Yeah,
Mike, they're atrophied from all that lobstering.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You don't belong on a lobster boat. You belong on a pleasure boat as a seaman.
Absolutely. Thank you. Mueller had sued her for ruining his career because he was fired after her people complained to his bosses. They claimed he reached under her skirt and grabbed Taylor's naked backside. I saw the picture.
Yeah.
It looks like he's doing that, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. The judge threw out the case against Taylor on Friday, saying she can't be held liable because Mueller wasn't able to prove that she personally attempted to have him fired. The book isn't closed on this, though. The jury will still decide whether or not Taylor's team and her mother can be held liable. They were also named in the suit, and the cases against them were not thrown out. So this goes on. But once again, a stellar moment for DJs in America.
Typical DJ, right?
I always yeah, side with the DJ. Disc jockey. I'm sure he's a classy guy.
The idea that even when this happened 2013, that you think you can get away with grabbing anybody's ass.
Right.
Yeah, especially a megastar. I mean, ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, especially a megastar that's made her entire career about writing hateful songs about men she broke up with, you dope.
Disc jockeys.
A lot of girls have the misguided dream of Justin Bieber. Speaking of superstars, they want to be noticed by him on social media and asking them out on a date. Ooh la la! But that actually happened to a girl in Georgia recently. and she rejected him.
What?
This says everything you need to know about Bieber. And, you know, I've never seen a Bieber story I didn't love.
You love him.
It all started when a gym in Savannah, Georgia, Rob Spiewak.
Hey!
Hi, Katie Powers. Posted a boomerang video featuring their front desk receptionist, Jessica Gober.
Gober.
Somehow, Justin saw it, and apparently he thought she was hot because he sent a message. It said, quote, "Who's that girl in your last post?" And as if his intentions weren't clear, he also included the heart emoji.
He's smart, man. Smart.
Jessica was shocked when she found out. She tweeted some screenshots and said, quote, "Did this actually just happen? LMAO. Justin Bieber just messaged the gym that I work at and asked who I was." Justin didn't ask her out, technically, but he did ask about her and used the heart emoji because he was interested in signing up for a membership.
I'm eyeballing this young lady, Mike.
Yeah, she's strong.
Pretty strong.
Mm. Yeah,
pretty
very
strong.
Hey, do me a favor.
A pop star doesn't have to do that. Don't you get your minions to do that?
I would think so. Send a heart emoji on my behalf.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yay, lady, or whatever.
That would be right. Yay for lady.
That's what yay for lady. Over the weekend, the NFL announced that Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott will be suspended for 6 games. This comes after a year looking into the domestic violence accusations against him. The investigation focused on 2 incidents that they say demonstrate a, quote, pattern of poor judgment and behavior. And they're warning him that if he violates the league's conduct policy again, he could be banned for life. The NFL told Ezekiel that there's, quote, substantial and persuasive evidence supporting a finding that he engaged in physical violence against his then-girlfriend on multiple occasions during the week of July 16th, 2016. They believe there's evidence he abused her at least 3 times in that week alone.
Wow.
In a post on social media, Ezekiel said he's surprised and disappointed and that he, quote, strongly disagreed with the league's findings. His camp says they will appeal, but at the very least, if he's going to get the message, which I hope does happen.
The NFL gets a lot of S for a lot of things they do off the field and on the field. This is one thing they're doing right.
Where the criminal justice system
simply doesn't have enough for an airtight case. They did their own 6-month investigation, as you mentioned, Mike.
Yeah.
That really, and they give you all the facts.
Mm-hmm, they lay it out.
When they lay out their findings, they say, this is why it's 6 games. We will not tolerate this domestic abuse within our league and within our players, which are essentially their employees.
Yeah, and you know, it's a great distraction from all the concussions.
Thank you, Rob.
Rob.
Based on the accusations and the findings, I'm surprised it wasn't longer.
Yeah.
The Kinsey Institute at Indiana University just released the results of a new study about how much sex people have at different ages. Kinsey people. Time to see how you measure up. From ages 18 to 29, people have sex an average of 112 times a year, or a little more than twice a week. From 30 to 39, people have sex 86 times a year, which is roughly 1 or 2 times a week. Mm-hmm. From 40 to 49, people have sex a little more often than once a week at 69 times a year. And from ages 50 on, hi, everybody. Well, we don't know. They didn't extend their survey to people over 50.
Oh.
Thank you. Perhaps to shield you from thinking about what your parents and grandparents are up to. Yeah, so, or me.
Mike, call Alfred Kinsey right away and set him straight. I'm sure he's still alive.
I should say this, at least recently, if they added up requests for it,
yeah,
I'd be in the top 10%.
Who's asking who?
I'm asking.
Okay,
I'm
asking. Just checking.
Right. Like that's gonna happen. Yeah.
Mike, not tonight.
Yeah, leave me alone. Not a chance.
I was lobstering.
My statistics aren't horrible, but they could improve. Thank you. Lobstering. Here's a story that proves it's never too late to find love, or apparently to try to get super ripped, and there's a tie into the last story. A 98-year-old woman named Gertrude Mokotoff and a 94-year-old man named Alvin Mann from Middletown, New York, just got married.
Oh, that's
Isn't
nice.
Isn't that sweet? And where did they meet? At the gym.
What?
Isn't that incredible?
That
Back
is.
When Gertrude was only 90 and Alvin was 86, they were both working out at the same gym and a mutual friend introduced them. They're both widowed from previous marriages. They started dating. Clearly, even at their ages, they were willing to take their time because it took 8 years before they decided to get married. I love this story.
That's sweet.
And Gertrude was the one who finally proposed to Alvin. They say they're happy to spend the rest of their lives together, maybe about a half an hour. And they're not worried. I'm just kidding. I kid because I love. And they're not really worried at all about how much time they have left.
That's
so
good.
How about that? I think that's super sweet.
You think there's a prenup involved?
It's on a back of a napkin. Anyway, that's funny, prenup. And now a little something, something.
Napkin.
That's just funny. Simple is funny, just like great food. An 81-year-old woman. That just made me laugh for some reason. Here it is. This is the theme of today's show. An 81-year-old woman named Marilyn Hammerman from Rockville, Maryland.
Hey, nearby.
She went to an amusement park called Funland in Rehoboth. I've been to Funland in Rehoboth. Everybody's been to Funland.
I've been there.
Beach.
It's fun.
When she tried, you've been there, right? Haven't you?
Of course, yes.
Of course you have. It's an amusement park. And when she tried to ride the bumper cars, the person taking tickets noticed that Marilyn's didn't seem quite right.
Oh.
The cops came, and it turned out that the tickets were counterfeit. And apparently, it wasn't the first time Marilyn had used them. Yes, this 81-year-old woman set up a counterfeit operation to make fake tickets to use to ride amusement park rides.
Wow.
She was arrested for theft of services. Not only do I think they ought to let her off at her particular age, I think they ought to give her freebies for life because she lives in Rockville, Maryland. Really, give me a break. DC's equivalent to God's waiting room. Remember that giant food?
Oh, my God.
The cemetery giant that we used to always go
where time stood still.
Oh, in Montrose Crossing?
That's the one.
Yeah, I've been to that one.
Yeah, go in there. Check out the demographic there. You won't have any prenups there either, Oscar. That's for sure. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball. You got some little sounds from the weekend?
Oh, fresh ones. I was out all day at the orchard.
That's what.
The sound we'll right orchard.
Cake and cookies.
Your OCD is nothing to be ashamed of.
It's also the depression. There's just a stigma that goes with it.
I don't think so anymore.
Okay, well then I'll wear my freak flag, fly it hot, high.
Yeah, don't be ashamed of your OCD. Be ashamed of the way you talk.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
It's a real voice.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
That is not a special effect. That is her real voice. Welcome back to the show. Hey, we love Amazon. We love love. We love our partnership with Amazon. It's one of the things that keeps us going. You know who we also love?
Who?
Hari Ginka, Amazon enthusiast. Hari ran the numbers and found that since January of 2012, he has spent over $14,000 through the Amazon link on our website.
Woo!
Hey. 14
Harry.
Grand. Hurry. I'll do this in the Homer Simpson voice. 14 grand, 371 orders, 570 items. One of which was a fidget spinner. Because fun is the best thing to have. And supporting our Amazon page is big fun.
Fun.
Be like Hari. Let us love you too. Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you means the world to our show. And don't forget, back to school. Amazon's the best way to get those back to school supplies too. Please shop Amazon and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now, go spend money. And let's open the audio vault for today, Monday, August 14, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, you and I don't talk enough, so I don't know. Is this the weekend you went to Utah? Is this your Utah weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually, it was after the lobstering and the fight with the Confederate flag.
Did you go to
took a flight out to Utah.
Did you go to the Summit County Fair Demolition Derby?
Yes.
Yes. So you've heard this lady. You've heard this lady sing the national anthem.
I follow her.
She says.
Why am I getting deja vu right now? But I am.
She says the problem is the delay in the speakers of the PA was messing with her tempo. But it sounds to me if she was at a county fair, she might have had some deep fried bourbon. Because she does not sound right on this. Okay. We've played a lot of messed up national anthems. This is my favorite in a long time.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
So sad.
Ramparts we watched
gets worse.
Were so gallantly dreaming.
Men.
And the rockets.
Here we go.
The bombs
I loved it when I was there.
When you were in Utah.
Yep.
Here we go. Big finish.
Yeah, big finish. Got to go to the finish with this.
Oh, say does that star spangled
pretty good now.
Banner,
the crowd's pumping.
The crowd is helping, yes.
Somebody help this lady.
She's still going off the rails.
Yeah.
Now. Take her away.
Yeah, goodbye.
I bet she gets a big cheer.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
She did to the national anthem what they were about to do to all those cars.
Good
we wish
Lord.
Her best. We wish her the best. Mike, I play this tape because sometimes your impression is so dead on, it sounds like you doing the guy.
Okay.
Bill O'Reilly launched over the weekend a new online show on his website, and it's not just the voice, it's the attitude. This, someone could play this to me and say, this is Mike doing O'Reilly. I'd say, yeah, it's got to be.
Welcome, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, to No Spin News for August 9th, Wednesday, 2017. We're giving you a look, an advanced look, a sneak preview. We want your input. How does it look? You like it? We're going to have a couple of guests on Skype. 3 hours ago, I didn't even know what Skype was, but now I know.
You get a little handsy.
Mike, he, like he's
he doesn't
doing
sound
you.
Happy, exactly. Does he? Yeah.
No, but it does
three
sound like
ago,
you.
Listen,
and there's
didn't
so much bounce
know.
In the room.
Yeah, the room noise is awful.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of sponge up on the wall.
Yeah, now who sucks, Bill?
Welcome.
Talking smack about us.
Remember what he asked on us?
Yeah. Hold on. Attaboy, Bill.
National television.
Oh, here we have the first episode of Bill O'Reilly's first online newscast.
SCTV.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to my new online project, Bill O'Reilly. 3 hours ago, I didn't even know what Skype was, but we got the finest equipment, and we're ready to launch our new venture right here on Bill O'Reilly.
And any spinning?
Yeah, we'll spin. It's no spin zone still. It's B-Wack. Everything's going to be fine. I hope you enjoy that. And hey, how about that little lady at the Utah Demolition Derby?
She sang the national anthem. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah, all right. Hey, O'Mara, stay away from that Confederate flag.
Nah.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
Okay, time to let the cat out of the bag. Mike doesn't really go to Utah.
What?
I know, but Mike, Sorry. Did you watch the PGA Championship yesterday?
I watched very little of it because I found it to be like the last three majors, just not exciting enough.
There was one Caddyshack moment when the guy who eventually won, Justin Thomas, was on the 10th hole. By my count, the ball hung on the lip of the cup for 10 seconds before it fell in.
Pretty cool.
It was amazing. Check out even
I
the audio.
Seen that yet.
Even the audio carries because watch how long it takes from the announcer to say, "Oh, he missed it," to it falling in the cup.
Needs some pace. It will go left.
Drop? You're kidding.
No. Didn't have the pace part.
You're right. It just. He's. Oh, you're joking. Look at that. It's another one dimple.
It's gone.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Gone. Yes.
It fell in. It's in the hole.
I've never seen anything like that, Ben.
And they didn't have to blow up the golf course like in Caddyshack. It just fell in on its own. It looked surreal. It was crazy.
I got to watch it.
Let us close with this. No, let's do one more before this. Hard Knocks is following the Buccaneers this year on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very funny sequence because sometimes you just don't think of NFL players as kids. Here is one of the Buccaneers. His name is Jameis Winston, giving Donovan Smith a hard time because as a child, he never saw The Lion King.
So what does Hakuna Matata mean?
I don't know.
You do know what it means.
You know what it means.
He know what it means. No worries.
You ain't.
You lying to him?
You know what I mean?
It means no worries, but this guy right here, he lying. Don't let him fool you.
I really have never seen Lion King, and I don't know what.
Have you seen any movies? Give us some childhood movies you saw.
He's never seen Aladdin.
He's seen Matilda.
He's never seen Aladdin.
Matilda!
I haven't seen Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Aladdin is kind of understandable.
Toy Story is good.
Yeah, Toy Story is great.
That,
Save your face a little bit.
So he has never seen. Now, if he's referring to the song Hakuna Matata, which means no worries. If you don't know the song, it goes like this. Oh, no, that's the wrong tape. I'm sorry.
They already have the first episode out?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And we will close with this. This blew my mind. In 2014, Ventura County, California, put up a PSA about how to react in the case of a nuclear war. But they did it musically. This is the most upbeat nuclear war I've ever heard.
Oh, no. Yeah, timely.
It's blown. The cloud is in the sky. Don't run. No fun. You've got to get inside. You don't need to be scared. You don't need to be loud. Because you can survive even a mushroom cloud. If you want to be okay, gotta do what I say. So get inside and stay inside. Stay tuned to the news. If you want to be okay, gotta do what I say. So get inside and stay inside. Stay tuned to the news.
That PSA executive produced by Jeff Rossin. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Ooh. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmerasShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32, 101, Washington, D.C. I don't even know what Skype is. 2-0-0-7. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day. You know what that is?
What?
It's No Spin Zone. It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Y'all have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.